Okay. I joined wrestling sophomore year. It was after a lot of tragedy in my family and stuff, and I was like, I want to be fighting. And but I did a lot of competitions for wrestling, and one of the last competitions I did was me going to state qualifiers. And I forget what the tournament is called. I think it was like CSF. And I very badly wanted to go to state after like dedicating a lot of my time to wrestling. So the wrestling tournament began. The thing is, it's kind of like, do you know March Madness?
Like football?
Like football. Well, that's
Oh,
basketball. March
basketball.
Madness is bas. We can tell that you're not the jock here. I digress again. Well, okay, so we had to have our names sharpied on our hand, our arms, and like kind of like tattooed. It was like a cool sleeve tattoo. And the first day, I only had like two matches, which is really upsetting, because a lot of like the other girls on the team had like four, and I just wanted to like wrestle it because I was training for it, and I didn't like I only had I might have only had one actually, one match. The second day was the start of the tournament. Well, my official start of the tournament. My last match. I didn't know it was gonna be my last match, but I'm gonna call it my last match because it sounds badass. I don't actually. Okay, so wrestling. Start off, you wear the singlet, you wear these nice wrestling shoes. I had sweet Adidas wrestling shoes. I looked butt ugly in. So, start off the match. This girl and I were head to head. We were pretty evenly matched, I think. She didn't do a lot of maneuvers while I tried to do a lot more, I guess. And she was just trying to grab onto me. So the first period of the wrestling match, she held me and she managed to actually throw me onto my knees, I think. And she threw me onto my knees. I was like, I have a pretty strong base. Basically, you're like crouched down and you don't want to get on your back because once you get on your back, you're pinned. When you're pinned, it's very embarrassing. So, she managed to get me to my knees, and then the end of the first period is over. And then we started the second round, I had to start from my base again. And I did one of the biggest wrestling no-nos that you're not supposed to do. And like when you're supposed to not have you're supposed to have your arms when you're in base like kind of bent, because if you have it completely straight, if you get it hit, it can cause like terrible damage. And I don't think I heard the whistle correctly, or I was just very tired and I was like afraid of losing, that I kept my arms fully straight and like completely locked. And she hit my arm, my left elbow, right when it was fully bent. And by that point, something snapped, like a tendon in my arm. If I ask my doctor, he says it's the V-shaped tendon. And I immediately started crying, I think, because I knew I was in complete pain. At the time, I was like so pumped on adrenaline that I didn't know it was a serious injury and I didn't know how I hurt myself. And my coach was just saying like, "Do you want to continue? Are you ready for this?" And I said, "Yeah, of course. Like, I want to go back in." I managed to get pretty angry at that point. Not at the girl I was wrestling. She was very sweet and was apologizing, but I was full of adrenaline and I was sweating and I was gross. I was just looked like a mess, and it was a pretty sloppy pin, and she was very tired at the time, and I was in pain, and I was crying, but I managed to win my last match while being injured. And then after my match ended, I like ran to the paramedics, doctor people, nurse thing. And by then, like my arm was like throbbing and it was like really bruised. And like it was like kind of like all over my arm, it wasn't just in one area. And now my arm is kind of like permanently dark where the injury is on my birthmark. and it was really purple and like green and a gross color. Yeah, that's how I hurt my arm. Still hurt now. There's no happy ending to the story besides that I won, but I'm still injured and I need to get surgery. Yeah, the story was really long.